This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
The LA County Sheriff's Department will not file charges against Tiger Woods for actions leading to the single vehicle accident, which, of course, left him with serious leg injuries.
Yeah.
This, according to ESPN, the LA County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, said that Tiger was not drunk or impaired at the time of the accident. Purely an accident. Most he's going to get out of this is a citation or a ticket, if anything.
Yeah.
Don't close the book on Tiger Woods, though, on his golf career just yet. Dr. Oz strongly believes Tiger can make a full recovery, and he pointed something out pretty quickly yesterday.
Well, Alex Smith had very similar injuries and was able to come back and play in the NFL, and, you know, taking direct hits, which is, I'm hoping, you know, Tiger Woods' recovery will at least allow him to determine if anyone hits him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He also said Tiger was very lucky.
He had the luck of having his accident near a major trauma center with expertise in this area. I know, you know, teams that were trained there. So, you know, I have great confidence in the fact that they managed this correctly, despite the complicating factors of a comminuted fracture, which means broken in multiple spots, an open fracture, which means there was a cut in the skin that either the bone protruded through or was close, and the fact that it probably crossed the joint to infect his ankle, so his ability to flex might be altered. He still has the most important component of recovery, which is mental resilience.
He's got a point there.
Wow.
That's the most doctory I've ever heard Dr. Oz sound.
Yeah, I know. You know, if you think you're just going to be a doctor and then go on TV and do some sort of talk show that's always going to be medicine every week, you know, you run out of stuff fairly quickly,
right?
Unless you're willing to embrace some of this other peripheral type, all natural healing, etc.
Yeah.
Rod, back to you.
Thank you very much. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers say that they would like to sign Tom Brady to an extension. I believe he's under contract for this coming season, but they'd like to extend him beyond the season to 2052. The Utah Jazz cannot be stopped last night in Salt Lake. They crushed the Lakers 114-89. Utah now 26-6. Nice. Hey, guess who is a star in the NBA? LaMelo Ball. He had 20 points for the Hornets, and everybody's talking about this guy being the runaway rookie of the year.
Really?
And that he has star power. So it'll be interesting to
see. Now, which of the kids is LaMelo?
He is the youngest.
Is this LaShoplifter?
No, LaShoplifter's not in the league. LaShoplifter is the middle kid, isn't he? I think he is.
The guy that got busted traveling and stealing
stuff. I
think
LaShoplifter's the middle kid.
They
and then the oldest one
on
plays
trip.
For the New Orleans Pelicans. Right. So, yeah, so that's working out well.
So LaMelo's got some game.
Yep. The Minnesota Timberwolves a few nights ago during their post-game interview session, one of their big guns, Anthony Edwards, was fascinated by the accent on a reporter. So fascinated, he needed the reporter to ask the question again because he was mesmerized by the guy's accent. Here you go.
You get a win tonight, that would breed confidence going into those next four games against teams in the similar spots beside you in the table.
Where are you from, Jim?
Ireland.
I like your accent. I want to learn how to talk like that. But ask your question again. I was too much listening to your accent.
Yeah, no problem, man.
That's honest.
In college hoops, not a good night for Tony Bennett. Wasn't great, 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 great. Number 15, UVA in Charlottesville loses to NC State 68-61. Marquette beat UNC. Norfolk State picked up an easy win at home against Delaware State. The Hampton Pirates beat Longwood on the ice. The Tampa Bay Lightning shut out the Hurricanes 3-0. Flyers over the Rangers 4-3. Right around... We're getting close to baseball season once again, and one of the greatest things that about baseball is over the years, the walk-up songs. You know, when I was a kid, it wasn't as big. You know, when a batter would come to the plate, there was, you know, they play some music, but it wasn't like the batter was picking out the music.
No, not
and
at it wasn't all. Like, it was whatever the organist played. Yeah,
exactly. And it wasn't like the pitcher coming in from the bullpen or the pitcher making the start had an intro song. But
no.
But over the last, I don't know, 20, 25 years,
we've
have
adopted
this
yeah.
Which is fantastic. And right now I'm going to give you the top nine list. This is from, I think, Athlon Sports. This is the top nine list, all-time greatest walk-up songs for batters. Or intro songs for pitchers.
Okay.
Number nine, Yoenis Cespedes of the Mets.
Surprised Disney didn't crack down on that.
They gotta love it.
I thought of that too. I'm wondering. You know?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they're paying a licensing fee for this.
They probably
stuff.
Have.
They have to.
Yeah.
The stadiums have
they
to.
They have
right?
to.
Yeah.
They have to. And I think that I think Disney would step in if Yoenis Cespedes. You know, domestic battery charge or something. You know,
right,
and he doesn't
have
anything like that. You know,
wrong,
if he ever did anything wrong, yeah, but he hasn't. Number 8, Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne. That was used by Chipper Jones, Hall of Famer.
All right.
Number 7, Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses. All right. Was used by Mark McGuire, Carlos Beltran, pitchers Randy Johnson, Kerry Wood, and Eric Gagne.
That's popular.
Number 6, wow. Thunderstruck, AC/DC. That was used by John Smoltz and currently used by Noah Thor Syndergaard of the Mets.
Ah, yes.
Number 5, the Game of Thrones theme was used by Hunter Pence and Jason Wirth before they I don't know if Hunter's still playing, but yeah. I know Wirth's retired. Number 4, Jump Around, House of Pain.
Rod's favorite.
Actually, this is my least favorite on this list.
Really? Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Former pitcher Brian Wilson. Number 3, former major leaguer Lance Berkman. This was his walk-up song.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Number 2,
Johnny
I think,
Cash, baby.
On this list, I think should be number 1. Hell's Bells by AC/DC, Hall of Fame pitcher Trevor Hoffman. Very intimidating when you hear the bells and he's coming out of the bullpen walking towards the mound. And then, of course, number 1, greatest walk-up song for a batter or intro song for a pitcher is this one. Oh, wait a minute. I think I just...
Kaja Gugu?
It's the wrong one.
Kaja Gugu.
The wrong one. I apologize.
Good.
Number 1 was Metallica, Enter Sandman, which was used by Billy Wagner, a pitcher, but most notably by Mariano Rivera of the Yankees.
Yes.
And here's your fun fact. It is the 40th anniversary of a song that defined a generation, Rick Rumble. What song am I talking about? I'm talking about a song that was released on this day in 1981 and, of course, performed by the great Rick Springfield. Now, the song
Where can I find a woman like that?
That's right. The song that followed up Jesse's Girl, the next single, was this.
Well, I'm giving up.
I've got a question about it.
This time, me and my friends will do just fine. I've done everything for you. You've done nothing for me. I've done everything for you. You've done nothing for me.
Yeah. Now, unlike Jesse's Girl, which was written by Rick Springfield, who wrote that song?
Prince. I don't know. He writes everything.
Okay, well, you're around the right time.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
But you're far from who did it. But it's a very famous guy that we've played on these airways many times. One of our favorite rockers.
Really?
Yes.
You got
Think
me.
Nice guy of rock and roll. Just one of the nicest
guys. Nice guy of rock and roll.
Sammy Hagar.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, wow.
Sammy Hagar wrote that one. Yep.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Nice.